The official start of summer is about a month away, and for many, outdoor swimming is high on the list of things to do. But for those who would like to venture beyond the backyard or neighborhood pool, Pancho Dahl can point you in the right direction. He's written guidebooks on the best swimming holes in California, the Northeast, and Southwest. Dahl says he's always searching for three essential elements: height, depth, and privacy.
A swimming hole is not just a flat spot in the river. It's got to have some vertical element, whether it's a nice wall or, in some cases, a really good enclosure of rock that's been worn out over 10,000 years. It almost has an architectural feel. It has a good sense of enclosure. That's the height. Depth, it should have a fat, deep end. You know, I try and focus only on places that are deep enough that your average NBA player would have to tread water. And privacy. I really don't use those roadside party spots, the bottle-strewn places. I list all of those in the back of each chapter in the Why Bother section.
Right. You need some privacy. I mean, ideally, you'd be skinny dipping, right?
Well, I do have a clothing optional icon in my book because it can lead to some embarrassment and confusion, especially in places like California's Motherlode, the Sierra Nevada, where there are just a lot of unreconstructed hippies, many of them friends of mine, and none of them got tan lines. So I mean, you show up with the family, you're driving up from Sacramento, you better have the anatomy lesson ready. And that's why I have that clothing optional icon, just to let the folks know.
Well, depth is important for diving.
Exactly. A lot of these places have great dives. You don't catch me doing that. I'm not a big cliff jumper, but I will. I'll certainly break out my Nikon and photograph those who do.
Well, you need about a 4 or 5 foot rock nearby.
At least 35 feet is not unusual. In the adventure story, I list a place, a beautiful spot in the San Bernardino Forest, up above Los Angeles, that goes up to, I think, 52 feet.
I was thinking of just a good sitting spot to enjoy being there.
Exactly. Horizontal description is something that I go into. You got to be able to flake out. I mean, you don't want to spend all afternoon squatting in the sun. So, yeah, I evaluate places based on horizontal spot, the quality of the rock, if it's smooth, if it's a little bit bumpy. But, yeah, ideally I'd like to find a very smooth sandstone that's just been polished, buffed out. Or if you want to go deeper into geology, there are some metamorphic rocks that'll just get polished so fine, it's like butter on your backside.
Now, you've done this regionally. Which region has the most or the best?
California, by far. It was a little bit more challenging. A lot of those places are heavily visited, of course, heavily settled. But there's still plenty of places to blow bubbles there.
How do you find them? You just ask around, or is there science to this?
There is a science. The first thing I do is I look at maps. I find public land. I'll go into the field with as many as 500 leads, and I collect it in a database. I'm a real nerd about it. All my friends make fun of me. And then I start talking to people. I start at the Historical Society and work my way down to the local garage.
Can you look at somebody and say, that person knows where a swimming hole is?
Yeah. I coasted into an auto shop in Robbins, Tennessee, and the guy fixed my brakes for far less than I expected, and told me about a swimming hole I would not have found otherwise. So, I'm hoping for clutch trouble this year in North Carolina. something.
A profile of Pancho Dahl and 15 of his favorite swimming holes is in the June-July issue of National Geographic Adventure magazine. Dahl's list of the 15 best swimming holes in America is at npr.org.